Oh, Daddy, you scared me. How long were you there for? Well, you always were really good at sneaking up on me, Daddy. I folded your clothes so neatly, just like you taught me. You really think so? I did try very hard. Anyway, Daddy, I'm glad you came upstairs because there was something I kind of wanted to talk to you about. I've had this fantasy, and I know I've had a lot, but I've really been thinking a lot about this one. It makes me feel so much more than all the other fantasies I've had that I've described to you. Well, we've talked about it before. I do. I want you to finally breed me. I think we're both finally ready, and I mean, every time you tell me that you think I'd be an amazing mom, it makes me want to do it even more. I know that it means that we're gonna be connected forever if we have kids. There's always gonna be some kind of bond between us. I really feel like we would be such good parents together. But before that happens, I really want to have the most passionate baby-making sex with you. I've seen online that some people call it TTC, trying to conceive sex. I know, it turns me on so much just thinking about it. Just carrying your baby inside me. And then after it's born, what it's gonna look like. If it's gonna be a mixture of both of us, or if he or she is going to look more like you or more like me. And just the idea of me choosing you and trusting you to be the father of our kids, it drives me so wild. For most of my life, I never even thought that I'd want kids, but you've proven yourself to me in every way possible, Daddy. You protect me so well from everything that threatens us, and you're wonderful. You make me feel so loved and appreciated, even when I'm being a bad girl and you have to discipline me. I know it's for my own good. I'm just so in love with you, and I really want to make a baby together. Can we please, Daddy? We can even do it right here in the closet. That would be really hot, actually. Trying to conceive in the closet. You can just push me against the wall and have your way with me and come inside me. Yes, I really want you to. And it's good that we have so much space inside here. I know you want it so bad, and you've been waiting so patiently for me to be prepared, for me to feel ready. That's all I'm wearing. No, I'm not wearing anything underneath that, you see. Just how you like it. I know you've wanted this for so long, to breed the fuck out of me. It really is. It's all about trust. I mean, when it comes to our DDLG relationship, but also in, having kids together. I've always believed that I shouldn't have sex with anybody that I wouldn't have kids with. That's probably why my number is so low. But I know you love that, Daddy, don't you? I know we've never done this before without protection, without any kind of contraceptives. It would really be the first time. No, of course not. And that's another thing. No more plan B either this time. Your cum is just gonna reach the deepest parts of me. And fertilized me so nicely. I just know that you're gonna take care of me so well when I'm pregnant, Daddy. It is. That's another reason it's so important that I trust you completely. Which I definitely do. I love you more than anything. I don't think I'm ever gonna stop, especially not once I have your kids. I mean, I don't think I'd ever want to be with anyone else who wasn't the father of my kids. Ugh. You really think that? It feels like you're timeless to me, too. I think that's so important to feel that way about somebody before you have kids with them. To feel like you could never get tired of them. Like you could never get bored of them. I sure couldn't imagine that happening with you, Daddy. I mean, you always keep me on my toes. You never know what you're gonna do next. You're so unpredictable. And I love every second of it. I just can't wait to have a little family with you. Or maybe a big family, depending on how many kids we decide to have. You're right. We're probably just gonna want to have more and more. I'm really not just saying that. I never thought that a man would make me want to get pregnant and carry his baby, but... That's so different with you. I've never been so turned on by anybody either, so I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? Of course you can fuck me against that, Daddy. Hopefully all the hangers won't fall off, but if they do, I'll clean them up. Fuck. Daddy. Yeah, you feel that? I'm so wet already. Just talking about all that got me soaked. Oh my god. Nothing. I'm just thinking how when your cock explodes with all that cum, it's not gonna go on my face or on my tits or in my asshole. No, it's gonna go deep inside me, as deep as it can possibly go. Oh, and it's just gonna fertilize me, and that's right. In a few weeks, I'll find out that I'm pregnant, hopefully. And even when I do, I still want you to keep breeding me. I want to fuck for as long as we can, until I absolutely can't. I know, I hear it too. Isn't it funny how it always starts raining whenever we're about to... yeah, that... I know, I hear it. It's just getting louder and it's boring even harder. You think so? Maybe it is like a sign from the universe to tell us to keep going and fuck even harder. I do. I want you to put it in, Daddy. I want you to put it in so bad. Oh, you're gonna. feels so good for you. I mean, I know that we've had our accidents here and there, Daddy, but imagine how good it's gonna feel like when you come inside me and know that that's what we intended upon doing. That's what we want to do. We want all of your cum to stay inside me this time, and we want it to get me pregnant. And we finally, after all this time of being together and talking about it, we're finally gonna have a baby together. Hopefully. When you press me against the door like that. Oh my god, yeah. Just position my ass like that. And my tight little pussy is just waiting to get filled up with cum. Oh my god. Yes, Daddy, put it in. Oh my god, you're so hard. Yes, I want you to impregnate me more than anything. I've never wanted it so bad before. Oh my god, Daddy. Put it in, Daddy. Put it in, please put it in. Please put it inside me. Oh my god. Yes, Daddy. Yes, I want you to flood my whole pussy with cum. I want you to impregnate and breed the fuck out of me. Only you, Daddy. No one else. I would never, ever want anyone else to breed me except you. You're the only one that fits the shoe. Oh, yes. Just like that. Just like that, Daddy. Oh my god, yes. You can do whatever the fuck you want with me. Anything, Daddy. I know, I'm sorry. I know you don't like when I curse. Oh, I love when you give me a little spank. Oh, whenever you have me pressed against something and I'm just throwing that ass back for you. Oh, Daddy, of course, yes, I'll be a good girl, I'll be a good girl, and I'll look back at you while you're fucking me. I know you love when I turn my head as far as I can and just stare at you while you're pounding the fuck out of me from behind. Oh, you're so deep. You are. Oh, it's the perfect breeding position. At least one of them, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I know this turns you on so much. I know you love that. Just dominating my little body. Knowing that you're gonna breed me at the end of it. Knowing that all of that cum. I'm sorry. I knew that you would have a little pre-cum already, and I just wanted to taste it. My god. I just wanted a little taste, a little sample of what's going to be getting me pregnant. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry. I know I said I'd be a good girl. I trust you. With all my heart, and I love you with all my heart too. And I can't. I can't wait to have your babies. I can't wait. You're gonna be such a good dad. I just know it. You've always been so good to me, but. Oh my god. Yes, I love when you. Oh, yes. Oh, I know. I love the way the rain just stops and then starts again, and You know, it always makes me even hornier when it really starts to pour. It makes me want to go even harder, faster. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it really does. It feels so good, Daddy. Can I please throw it back for you? Please, please, can I throw it back for you? And if you have to come, it's okay. You know, I always tell you that, but just when you do, I want you to come inside me as hard as you possibly can, okay? I want to have your baby so bad, so we have to make sure that, oh, it goes straight through my cervix, okay? I want you to come as hard as you can inside me. You ready? You ready, Daddy? You feel that? Yeah. And you know I'm gonna look back at you while I do it too. I know you always end up just taking control. Yeah, just like that, Daddy. Pound me, pound that baby into me. Pound me just like that. I love when you grab my face like that in the middle of it. And you choke me a little bit. And you just remind me that I'm yours and nobody else's. I know, you make me so lightheaded, I can barely hold myself up anymore. Please come for me, Daddy, please. I want you to fill my tight little pussy with as much cum as you can make. Please, Daddy, please. I want to be pregnant with your baby so bad. Oh, exactly. I want to walk around and feel so proud that my belly just keeps getting bigger and it's your baby that's growing inside me. I love you too. I really do. Now come inside me, Daddy. Please, please, please come inside me. Please. Yes. Yes. Yes, Daddy. Yes. Get every drop of it out. Don't worry. We're gonna do this as much as we can. This was just the first time. Of course I came. There's never a time that you don't make me come. But this time was so special. Especially if this was the precise time that we were able to conceive. No, stay inside me, please, please, Daddy. I love you. I love you, Daddy. We're gonna have to try many times, but this was the first of many. Yes, it was especially passionate. It always is when you take complete control. Just knowing that you own me and that I want you to own every part of my body and my mind. And I just love being your little sex slave, but there's something about being pregnant with your baby. I can't even explain it. I want you to breed me over and over again. In fact, when you're ready, I'm totally down for another try tonight. And we can do completely different positions too. And yes, exactly. We can do it in the bed this time. But I sure did like doing it in the closet. How funny would it be to tell our son or daughter that when they're much, much older, that we conceived them in the closet? I know. I just love the way that you took charge of me and you were just so ready to do it here and now. The way you scared me, all naked. Oh, your hot fucking body. Daddy. Would you? Would you carry me to bed? I just want to cuddle. And you fucked me so good. I'm probably gonna pass out. You can pass out with me, Daddy. And then when we, and then when we wake up, we can go straight from cuddling to fucking all over again. I know, and we didn't even get any hangers on the floor.